I went back to Mark and said that I couldn't accept, but I prefaced it by telling him, "Of course you realize that you're hiring me to run your deal teams, so you want me to be a good negotiator. This is the only time you and I will ever be on opposite sides of the table." Then I negotiated hard, followed by a nervous night wondering if I had blown it. But Mark called me the next day. He resolved the gap by improving my offer, extending the terms of my contract from 4 to 5 years, and allowing me to buy into the company as well. His creative solution not only closed the deal, but also set us up for a longer-term alignment of interests. The goal of a successful negotiation is to achieve our objectives and continue to have people like us. Professor Hannah Riley Bowles, who studies gender and negotiations at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, believes that women can increase their chances of achieving a desired outcome by doing two things in combination. First, women must come across as being nice, concerned about others, and appropriately female. When women take a more instrumental approach, "This is what I want and deserve," people react far more negatively. There is a saying, "Think globally, act locally." When negotiating, think personally, act communally.